Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil coming to spend some wonderful time with you. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
Charlene, before we... Well, first of all, I just want to mention to people that our number here is at BBS, and can you imagine, this is a toll-free number in today's world of charging for everything. BBS allows you to come and connect with us, and it doesn't cost you anything. So there's very few things in life that cost nothing, right? Anyway, the number here is 877-876-5227. Charlene, before we begin, I do have something that I wanted to talk about, but we might have some new people on the line. Just take a minute, and if you can do this in a minute, give people an idea as to what you do.
Well, actually, what I do is help people set goals for themselves and do manifesting in the quantum field, or go, what's called, some call it going into theta, because what the brain does is it slows down from 4 to 6 cycles per second, which puts you in a theta state when you speak your higher, if you speak to your higher source. Some will say God, some says universe, some will be Buddha. It depends on what your higher source is, and it puts your brain waves into a rhythm of 4 to 6 cycles per second, which puts it into kind of like a hypnotic state. And then what you do is you go in and take out the negative, like for instance, I am poor. I am unsuccessful. I don't know why I'm not successful. And you take that out, and you have God pull it out, or whoever your higher source is. You pull it out when you're in that state, and you put it in a positive. And usually I'll ask the individual, what is it you want to replace it with? It's called a vacuum effect. In other words, when you take something out, you've got to put something back in immediately. So usually I'll help you walk through seeing what is it you really and truly want to put back in. It might be in relationships with parents. It might be with friends. It might be with the work. Maybe something in your life isn't working for yourself, let's say financially. I've had some people say, well, as long as I just make barely, if I can just make my bills. See, then the universe only gives you enough to pay your bills. So what you want to do is I'll help you walk through and see exactly how much do you want to have come in. And then we'll go in there and have the universe or God or whoever your higher source is to change it to a higher percentage of what you feel like that you have. Not only deserve, but then you have put in, I now accept. You can deserve things all you want, but you've got to put in, now I accept. And I deserve to accept.
Well, I feel like I'm missing a little piece here, Charlene.
Okay.
And it certainly could be because you know what you're doing so well, but I'm listening to you from the perspective of a person who knows nothing.
Okay, go for it.
What are we putting this in?
We're putting it in the energy field. Everything that you think, everything that you verbalize, everything that you feel has a vibrational frequency. And that vibrational frequency is what you've become.
And well, so, this is what I was reaching for, Charlene. What we're doing is we're putting this in our own vibrational field.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say, I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not, my mother told me I wasn't pretty. Well, that becomes a belief system not only in the field, which I call the vibrational frequency of thought, feelings, and your thought, feelings, and also what you verbalize or somebody else does, it also goes into the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind has no ability for reasoning, so it believes what it's heard. So we have to take that out and replace it with, my mother thinks I'm beautiful. I am beautiful.
Well, when something comes from the parent, like words come from a parent as we're growing up, they're very strong. You know, we have a tendency to believe what our parents tell us. We don't always obey what our parents tell us, but we have a tendency to think what they're telling us is true. So, yes, I think, the kind of, I call them tapes. We play a tape in our mind of something that we heard when we were a youngster, and it becomes such a part of us personality-wise that we don't always realize that this is old information. And we have a caller, and your name, caller? Your name?
Oh, Penny.
Did you say Penny or Denise? I couldn't tell.
Penny.
Hi, Penny. What can we do for you, dear?
Oh, I'm just calling to listen in on your show.
Well, that's wonderful. Welcome. We're delighted to have you. Do you have a concern that you want cleared or some information from your Akashic records?
This is the first time, so I don't know what to expect or say.
Well, okay.
Okay, Penny, why don't you have her do your Akashic records?
Now, I want to find out from Penny Penny? You must have some sort of thought in your mind. Is there something that you want to bring into your world, or is there something that you have a question about?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, dear.
I'm just wondering why I have the repeat patterns of I'm picking employment and repeat patterns of why is it, if it's a past life issue, or how I can break so I don't carry that forward to the next job?
You know, I think that's a very excellent question, Penny, and I just want to make sure that I understand what you're saying. Apparently, you have applied for some jobs and perhaps didn't get a job that you wanted to get. Is that where we are on this?
Well, I've been in jobs where I've stayed in them, and then I've been like a victim in those jobs.
Okay.
And the past jobs that I've had, I've seen this repeat pattern, and my fear of applying for a new job is the same fear that I don't get into that victim role again. So I wanted to clear
right. What
I can. I know it's a stepping stone.
Well, there's a couple things here, Penny. We're talking about a few emotions that you want to clear, and we're going to turn this over to Charlene for that. And then if you want to, we'll come back here and see if we can find something in your Akashic record where you have a mission to accomplish that maybe you need to, direct some energy towards. So we're going to turn you over to Charlene right now.
Okay.
Now, what is, you're saying that you have a pattern, right?
The pattern, fear.
Yes.
Intimidation.
Victimized. Being feel less than.
Do you feel that way, Penny? Less than?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, always feeling like you're the victim at the work?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go in and clear that for you, okay?
While you're at it, Charlene, see if it's possible of checking a past life, perhaps, where this particular pattern began.
Yes.
And maybe that needs to be cleared.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Now, Penny, you haven't listened to our show before, so you might not be familiar with what's happening right now. Charlene is in a very deep meditative state, and she can't hear what we're saying. She has gone into the quantum field, and she is working on this situation. Are you there, dear?
I am here.
Good. So she can't hear us, and I asked her about this past life pattern because many times these things, when they keep repeating themselves, they have begun in a past lifetime, and if they're not cleared, they become a pattern. And once they become a pattern, you start attracting to yourself the same situation, because like attracts like. And so what we need to do is break that pattern so that it doesn't repeat itself again. And you do this by clearing that past lifetime where the situation was set up.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting.
Yeah. I've had, I've learned a lot by releasing my own patterns. And if there is something that is stubborn that you just, that just seems to keep repeating in your life, there's a good chance that this is a pattern that needs to be looked at and going back to a past life and release.
Mm-hmm.
So as, well, she's taken a little
while. It's not until now that I've recognized it.
Yes, good thing you recognized it and you called us.
Because I'm just ready to, I'm fear of not going for that next job, if that's what's holding me back. Because I don't want to go through the same emotions, and I'm in the process of releasing the emotion.
Right.
Okay. All right. Went and did a past life. Also did, there was the same energy in the DNA, in your ancestral line. Okay. It was also cleared in your heart mind, cleared in your generational line, cleared it in the subconscious mind, so that the new information is, I am seen with love, I am seen with respect, I am seen with honor, and those that I work with and encounter respect and honor me with love.
Okay.
That's beautiful, Charlene.
Good.
Thank you.
So that's what God put in.
Now, Penny, what kind of jobs are you looking for?
I'm looking for jobs that will, I don't know the titles of the job. That's my other dilemma, is going to find a job that will, I guess more or less that I would enjoy instead of just a job, I would like a career.
Right.
Does that make sense? So I just haven't found the career or
my
passion.
What kind of jobs have you had in the past, Penny?
I've had retail jobs. I've mostly worked in retail.
Like retail sales?
Retail sales, and I've worked in interior design retail.
What kind of retail?
Interior design.
Oh, I'm not sure I know what that is.
Interior design, designer.
Oh, interior design. Oh, I gotcha. Right. Now, that can be creative.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's, I guess, needing to find the right direction, what to lead me to, or... Anyway, I just don't want to get in a dead-end job.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people feel that way. They want to do something that has... meaning to them, that they can look at with passion. Let's see if we can find something in your records that might give you some direction. And Penny, since you haven't listened to the show before, what I do is there's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos, and there is the Akashic records of everyone, actually, and they are cared for by the cherubim angels. And when I talk to someone, what I am doing is picking up their vibration, their energetic signature. This is actually how the cherubim combine and coalesce records, is on the individual's vibration. So each of us have a vibration that is distinct, like a fingerprint. And so I really don't have to know, like, you know, your birthday or where you were born, because talking to you, I am able to pick up the vibration. So let's see if what we can find. And I'm kind of chuckling a little bit because as I close my eyes, I see into the spirit level, and there is an angel there standing with your record. And the records, they show us so that it looks like a book, but it's not really a book. It's more like a floppy disk in a computer. The information is encoded, and it is sort of looks like it's a backed up computer disk is the way it looks. They use, it's magnetized, it is energetic, and that is how it's compacted. But so they show me what looks like a book, and they are showing some things about your book. It has what would be a brown cover, and the indication of that is that when God created souls, he created a lot of souls that would be implementing love in along their journey into what we call the tree of life, God's plan for the enfoldment of the cosmos and our universe and our soul history. And so you are one of the souls created on that pink ray of love, and that is what that means. Now, this is important for you from this point of view, is the kind of work that is going to give you satisfaction is the kind of work where you can share this love energy with someone. For instance, if you had interest in books and you love the books, a librarian would be the field that you would go to, sharing your love of books with other people. In the healing area, for instance, nurses, if they're created on the ray that would be of service with healing, then perhaps nursing might be the field. So each part of that energetic ray that has the brown cover means that to really feel satisfied with what you're doing, there has to be the sharing of the element of love. And you were talking about interior design. That does have some creative, a creative aspect to it. So you would be sharing beauty with people, and that might help. But it perhaps was not as direct as something that's closer to the love force. Now let me see if I can find some other colors that is associated with that that can give an idea as the direction that you might go to. And so along with the pink, there was yellow. Not so much gold, but yellow. And it is showing me the wisdom. So sharing wisdom in this love force would be very helpful to you. But you're in a position right now where you're still gathering more information before you can really share your wisdom with others. So it's going to take some time before you get to that point where you could really share your wisdom with other people. Now, they're showing me that you do have a mission for this lifetime. In other words, you chose to come to this particular point in Earth history because your soul has the intention of ascending. You've been here on Earth many times. You've had other opportunities to ascend, and you, along with others, really didn't make it at that time. The energies weren't, there wasn't enough energy here supporting people in the past to help a great exodus of people to ascend. And this is your intent according to your soul history. this is the intent of your soul to ascend in this lifetime, and it is the reason why you are here. One of the things that they are showing me is that it would be helpful if you did a little bit more study along these lines in the esoteric sciences, that you could have a future in that area if you did a little bit more study and would get into the field, that you could gather enough information where perhaps you could teach, share some of this information with others. So from the point of view of some of the information that they gave us, Penny, have you been doing some of the studies on the esoteric sciences?
I've been doing feng shui. I don't know. I haven't done the up the stuff scientist. What is, I don't understand what that means.
Well, you're starting. You've opened the door. In other words, to see that energy moves, and by understanding energy in a feng shui, placing objects in a certain fashion in your life helps energy to move in a certain manner to accomplish certain goals. So that is an entrance way to what we're talking about, studying energy, seeing how it works. What we're talking about, manifesting, being able to clear the energy body, these are all parts of what we're talking about. I think what Charlene has done with God helping to clear this for you will give you an opportunity to find another job that is going to be satisfying to you, where you won't have the fear. But while you're in this other job, do some more studying, because I think as you get more into the spiritual information, you're going to find a natural opening for you in that field where you're going to be able to share that with other people, and you will find some great satisfaction there. Well, Penny, we are delighted that you called, and we're delighted that you're listening to BBS Radio and called into our show. Any other time you want to call back, please do.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Bye,
welcome,
Penny.
Dear. Well, folks, for those new listeners, what Charlene and I have demonstrated right now gives you a little indication of how we could work for you. And give us a call, 877-876-5227. So, Charlene, this is kind of interesting, because I did two readings for two different people, and there was some interesting things that came through. One was a dream. And, you know, we all have dreams. Sometimes we wake up and we realize, oh, that dream really didn't mean too much. But there are other times when we have dreams and we know that they're very important dreams. And I'm sure you've had some dreams like that, Charlene, where you just knew it was something really important.
Lots of them.
In this particular case, this lady was writing on in the book of life, her book of life, and she was writing two words, and she had this dream more than once. We have another caller, and your name, caller.
Hi, Charlene and Carolyn, my two favorite people in the world.
Well, bless you, dear.
I've actually wanted to ask this question of you, Carolyn. I've never actually had anything done from my Akashic records.
Now, your voice is very familiar, but I can't place a name to it. Who am I talking to?
Jeanette O'Keefe.
What is it, dear?
Jeanette.
Oh, Jeanette. Okay, Jeanette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew the voice was very familiar. I couldn't put a name to it. What can we do for you, Jeanette?
Well, from the conference calls, I believe that I am a messenger of the Elohim.
Yes.
Because it resonated
very highly. Isn't that exciting?
And What I would like you to do is if you can just go into the Akashic record. I've actually never had anyone look at my Akashic record. And just let me know, like, where I'm from or any other information that might help me at this time.
You were on the conference call where the listeners connected with the with their home planet representative.
Yes, and I know I was definitely a messenger of the Elohim because my whole body was just totally vibrating. So I know I'm a messenger, but I don't know where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt because the vibrational energy was so strong.
Okay, well, you know, what's even more important, I believe, of knowing where you are from is connecting to that representative, the one who is following you and guarding you and watching you, so to speak, you know, assisting you. Maybe that's a better word than watching.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did that, Jeanette, did you feel a connection? Now, you felt the energy, and it resonated in your whole body, but did you feel a connection to an individual?
No, not an individual. I just felt the vibration in my heart.
Okay, well, see, that was certainly an indication that there was a connection that was being made. Let's see what we can find out about it, because I think what has happened here is there is a platform or a basis, a foundation, that's probably a better word, a foundation that has been made that can be built upon. And this, what I want to be able to do for you is help you to connect to that foundation and allow it to grow.
Now, that sounds beautiful to me.
Yeah, now since that happened, Jeanette, have you meditated on this?
I have. Actually, that's why I called in, because no information is coming to me.
Did you say no information is coming?
No new additional information is coming to me. I just feel white light, and my heart, my whole body is just vibrating. But I'm not getting any information about who the individual is or what I should do or how to strengthen the connection.
Okay, but what's happening here, Jeanette, is you had a foundation and you're meditating, and it is like you are making this connection stronger. I will say this, that when we're working on spiritual issues, especially when we're working with people on the other side or we're working with people on other planets, this does not happen all at once. It's like trying to develop new muscles. It's like a baby learning to crawl and then walk and then run. And I'm suspecting that this is where you are right now, but let's see what I can find out for you, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Yeah. What I'm seeing here, Jeanette, is that there are three individuals that are working with you. Not only working with you, but working with other members from your home planet, that they have been with you and have worked with you ever since you were sent to Earth. And these are like the founding fathers, so to speak, of the home team who has overseen their members, and they are showing me the seven stars of the Pleiades. When I say that, how do you feel?
Like I'm home.
Uh-huh. Do you know what the seven stars of Pleiades look like?
Yes.
Okay, because if you didn't, I was going to say, get a picture of the night sky with the Pleiades there. Okay, now I want you to envision in your mind the seven sisters, and I want you to imagine or intuit these three individuals. They are telling me that they are the council members, that they were responsible for choosing those from their planet who would be sent to Earth to assist the Elohim. In other words, darling, they put your hand up for you.
Oh, okay. Is that why I'm not remembering them?
They said, you, and you. and you, Jeanette, were one of the yous.
Okay.
Now, can you see them in your inner sight? In other words, close your eyes, and you might not see three individuals because they don't have human form as we have human form. You might be seeing what I'm seeing right now. They're showing me three mountain peaks. In other words, it's going from their image to three mountain peaks. Are you seeing either one of these two things?
No.
Okay. I'm asking them to send you some energy because I think what you're going to have to do is work on meditating with this.
Okay.
They're there and willing to help, and the channel has to be made stronger, and it's not because of anything that you've done or haven't done. It is because memory has been cut when you incarnated, and you've had many lifetimes here where you haven't made a connection with them. Not because of anything that you have done wrong, but just that the awareness of the human race wasn't to the point where they were looking up into the stars and realizing that that was home base. So, are you in a comfortable place?
Yes.
Okay. Close your eyes for a second. I want you to envision the seven sisters, the star system. Oh, my golly, I'm feeling the love that they are sending. It is. Can you feel that love?
I can feel it, Carolyn. I can intuit it. I can feel. I don't see, but I feel.
Okay, well, I'm feeling this great love that they are sending to you. Do you feel it?
Yes, I feel the love. It's beautiful.
Yes, it's very beautiful. It's very delicate. It's very soft. There is a softness about it. And that's the best way that I can describe it. It's like a very delicate, soft feeling. If I were going to describe the way this love feels, it would be like the gentle rain in the evening in the forest. You know, the sun is going down and there's a gentle rain. This is the sense of this feeling that I'm of love that they are sending. Are you feeling that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, what they are suggesting is what you are feeling right now, remember that the next time you meditate. And so when you calm your mind and you sit down and you're ready to meditate, remember this feeling, this moment of love that they are sending to you. And you look at the seven sisters, you feel this love, and you call on them, and the connection will become stronger each time this happens until the point comes when you should be able to hear their messages. So you think you can do that, Jeanette?
I will.
Let me know.
I will.
Let me
you
know.
Just gave
how
me a little bit more information, so I will.
Yes, let me know how that works out for you.
I will.
And do you have this sense that they are calling you home?
I'm a little confused here because I have a sense that I'm being called home, that with our conference calls, I feel like I have a choice. So
you always have a choice, darling.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you have a choice. There's no doubt about that, but they are missing you.
I'm missing them, too, but
yeah.
I actually feel I want to go to the Golden Galaxy with Archangel Michael.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a little perplexed.
Well, did you say depressed?
No, perplexed.
Oh, perplexed. Well, nothing to be perplexed about. You'll make that decision as time goes on. You know, what Archangel Michael is doing right now, we all worked with him, and all his light workers worked with him and assisted him when this particular galaxy was begun. He came, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about this, with the string that had the sacred geometry inside that was needed for this galaxy. And there were things that happened. Other individuals came that kind of turned things around here on this planet. It really wasn't envisioned to be such. The darkness, the denseness of the vibrations, this was, and the particles, this wasn't planned. And now Archangel Michael is taking this plan to the Golden Galaxy. And, you know, we all came here with him with this great excitement. I mean, this was really big-time news to be able to build what he was planning. And when the plan didn't go through exactly as it was, he is now working on that plan. So, yes, you came once. You were excited, as I was, about this new thing that we were doing here. And, you know, you might take a detour to the Golden Galaxy and then go back to the Seven Sisters. That's fine. You have that choice, dear.
Yeah, I think that might be what I'll do.
But it would be kind of nice to be able to send some letters back home.
Yeah, you know what it is? I just feel that exactly what you were saying today is that I want to have that connection. There's times when I meditate at the beach on this rock, and I can actually feel their energy. But I wasn't really moving beyond their love and just the energy. I wasn't hearing anything.
Well,
so, and that's why, I guess, like you say, I'm at that platform, and I'm willing to do more meditation so I can get to that next level.
That's right. And see, when we start out, Jeanette, we don't do all these things at one time. We might start out by feeling emotion, and then it takes a time to work with that, and then you start seeing into the next dimension or hearing. Each one of these gifts are something that takes time to develop, and they don't all come at one time. Now, sometimes you get to the point where you've developed all these skills, but, you know, the people who have done this have really worked at it. So, Jeanette, I love you, darling.
I love you both, and I can attest to the greatness of both of you. Thank you so much for all of your help.
My
pleasure.
Have
a blessed day.
You too. Well, folks, can you believe that we're almost a quarter, three quarters of an hour into the first hour of the show?
Oh, it goes so fast, doesn't it?
Well, you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun.
Yep.
Anyway, the phone number here, friends, is 877-876-5227. One of the things that I'd like to mention is Jeanette was talking about messengers, being a messenger of the Elohim. We were on one of our conference calls with Archangel Michael, and we've done work with him and other masters for over a year. It's been so exciting. It truly has. And somebody asked the question, what is the name of our group? What are we called? And we knew that there were cherubim who were involved in the conference calls, and we knew that there were light workers, and that is when Archangel Michael said that they were messengers of the Elohim. And so when this planet and solar system were planned, these three groups came together to bring God's plan, the blueprint, the tree of life here, to bring heaven down to earth. And whether you were a cherubim, whether you were a messenger of the Elohim, a light worker, what we're finding is that we all have choices that are coming soon. And yes, certainly ascension is one of them. But if you're a cherubim, oh, I just got this sense. You can go back home to the center of the cosmos to be in God's company again. Or you can go to the planet, back to the planet that you represent and work again, that would be your home, or move on with Archangel Michael in the Golden Galaxy. And so if any of those words plucks an emotional string within your heart, it gives you an idea as to your origin and perhaps your path. Everything, well, Charlene and I have been discussing this, everything really relates to emotion on some level. And, of course, love being the greatest emotion that overrides every other emotion. So think about those words, the messengers of the Elohim, the cherubim, light workers, and see which one of those words resonates with you according to the emotions that you feel when you hear those words. So, Charlene, there's some exciting stuff going on right now.
Well, I think that the things that have been brought up is probably one of the key factors in our being here on this earth, and that is there isn't really anything that we can take back except love, and that's all. And so you are doing that with both of them to feel that love deep within their soul, because God loves them unconditionally. We're taught so many times that God is conditional, that if we do things a certain way, so then he'll love us, or higher source will. But actually what you're bringing up is they just plain love us, because they already understand love. And that's the only thing we get to have is love, and how we treat each other with respect and love, and loving ourselves, too, unconditionally, and not being so hard on ourselves and being so critical and judgmental about ourselves. And
so
looking
true.
At the value of who we are. And that's important. So many people, I'm saying now, you say your arm hurts? Well, then turn around and say, you know what? This arm has been so wonderful. Look at all the things that it's done for me. And start dwelling upon the positive and the love that you feel for yourself and for your fellow man. Because that's what you get to take.
Indeed. Something that I learned from the cherubim, Charlene, while we're talking about this, is that there was and is only one emotion that God holds in their memory banks, and that is love. And something else that I find very fascinating is God sends vibrations out into the cosmos. We talk about vibrations. We, you know, think about that word, but they explained what vibration really is God's energy of love. And I found that fascinating, that vibration is God's energy of love. It is just expressed in many forms. Whether it's music, whether it is architecture, whether it is mathematics, this is all God's vibration of love. I found that particularly beautiful.
Well, we've had a lot being done lately in the scientific field with the quantum field and seeing how the vibrational frequencies, they can now measure frequencies from your feelings. And what kind of feelings, there's a vibrational frequency. And so what they're doing is being able to measure that frequency and then let you know that certain vibrational frequencies of feelings is really being manifested on some kind of level. If some of them you'll have a feeling, it can be measured either going to a lower level, like jealousy is very low, or when you do love,
they find that it is a high vibrational frequency, very high. And when you communicate with your higher source and you feel that love, it just about goes off the chart in frequency. And that's what you just did with Jeanette, which was, you know, amazing for her to be able to feel that. So actually, we can have you have that feeling and then incorporate it in the subconscious and in the spiritual level, in your emotional level, and in your physical level. Now they're also doing some information on the atoms, but they say within the atom now is called the adamantine particles. And they really, when I'm working with somebody, I'll go and have the adamantine particles, which is actually God's love. And they're commanded by God's love to go back to the God intelligence for which they were originated. Every single cell and atom knows exactly what its job is. It has the intelligence to know what it was created for. And we just have some other things that happen in our life that starts interfering with that higher vibrational frequency. And so then you go back in and ask God to create it back into the God intelligence. And you see marvelous things start to happen within the body structure.
Well, that whole field is so fascinating, Sherlene. And I think even before we got into such scientific information about that, one of the things that always attracted my attention is how at conception we have two cells that are coming together that form one cell. And from that one cell, an infant is formed, that physical, and those cells divide and know how to become lungs. They know how to become arms and legs, and every other organ that is in the body knows how to become the brain. They all communicate with one another. And it is this beautiful song that brings forth new life. I find that just so fascinatingly beautiful.
Well, yeah, because basically, you know, it's kind of like you say that everything, you don't find the eyes get mixed up with the information on the ears. They have perfect knowledge of what their intent is to create, and they do it. But when we create a lot of negative feelings or vibrational feelings of anger or hate or resentment, jealousy, some of those, if you'll find anything that's producing a chart for the vibrational frequencies, you'll find that they're very low. So it's up to us to maintain a higher vibrational frequency of thoughts, feelings, and verbalization. Our verbalization is absolutely vital. The things that we say are on a positive level about ourselves and others, because that's a vibrational frequency that is put out into the universe, and it becomes our truth.
Sherlene, before we go to the next subject, how about giving your phone number in case people want to call for a private reading with you? Because maybe it's a problem that's more involved or personal that they want to discuss on the radio.
Okay, it's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And if I don't call you back in 24 hours, please keep calling me. I have four machines, and they don't all coordinate with each other. One will get your message, another won't, and sometimes they drop them. So please be patient with me. It isn't I'm avoiding anybody. It's just I don't always get the information. So please call me back.
What Sherlene is saying is she's a high-energy person, and sometimes she knocks out her recording equipment.
Yeah, it's kind of what happens. But I've got a sister that's the same thing. She's always having to go buy a new phone thinking it's a phone. I keep telling her, you keep buying all you want. They still keep going out on her.
Mm-hmm.
She just goes and gets another one. And she's talking to me, and she's having to pick up. She's got about five or six phones, trying to find one that'll work.
Well, folks, my website, if you're not familiar with it, is www.k carolynevers.com, and that's carolynevers.com. It's the place that you can go and order an Akashic reading for yourself. They're very detailed and very fascinating, I do believe. Also, I have a special this month. Everyone who buys a copy of Conversations with Caesar, which is being announced on a BBS index page, there is a special for the month. If you buy that book, you get two free conference calls. You get a Voices from Heaven conference call and our regular conference call with Archangel Michael and the other masters. So consider that. Here's the way you can have a remarkable book, Caesar's story of what his life was like after the assassination, where he was, how he finally got to the center of the cosmos, and there are stories of other people who shared his lifetime, like his mother and some other individuals that I just think is fascinating. His wife's story is there also. Fascinating book. Buy it this month, and you have the opportunity of receiving two conference calls free. Now, let's get back for a second, Charlene. I want to get back to dreams. We started talking about that, and then we had a couple calls. We know we have a lot of dreams, and there's a sense that some dreams you just know are not that important, but there are some dreams that you know when you have a dream that there is something very important about that dream, and you don't know what it is. And what happens is a dream like that is like the back door of your consciousness, and what they tell me is that if we have issues that we're not resolving in our everyday consciousness, in other words, our awakening state, we'll have a dream that will bring forth information to help get our attention. Well, we got to pay attention to this. This is something important. And those kind of dreams, you might wake up and write it down, but are not able to understand the story that it is telling you. And I just had a reading, did a reading for an individual that had a dream, and there was only two words in this dream. She's writing it in her book of life, and when the reading came back on it, it was just so phenomenal. I can see where she wouldn't have been able to tell what that dream was about, and the reading was very detailed. So give some thought to that. If you have an important dream and you haven't found the answer to what the meaning was, you might be interested in doing a reading about it. Charlene, the next thing I want to talk about a little bit is manifesting. I'm getting a lot of questions from people. They are perhaps unhappy in marriage. They might not be as prosperous as they want to be. And yes, we can remove some of the blockages that might be standing in the way, but we also have the ability to manifest. And what I would like to do is talk about this topic a little bit and talk about the book that you've written that that has to do with manifesting. So let's talk a few minutes about manifesting.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts on it, then I'll give you mine. What?
Okay, one of the things that you brought out was usually in a marriage relationship or a close relationship. When I was in class, they said that you marry your mother or your father, and I thought my first reaction in my head was, that's got to be the stupidest thing I ever heard. But as I've worked through it since I had the classes in energy, what I've found that it's really basically almost 90% correct. Because if you look at the pattern that is with your relationship, with, let's say with a husband or wife, okay? It's the same pattern as you grew up with. Why? I call it the sphere of understanding. So when I'm doing manifesting or clearing somebody because they're in this negative relationship that's not working for them, what we have to do is go in and see what the pattern is from the sphere of understanding. And the sphere of understanding is that you grew up understanding. So you repeat the pattern you saw. And usually your parents are repeating the pattern that they saw. So that's where you go in and have God clear the past life. He'll clear your subconscious mind of it. He'll clear your DNA, which is your ancestral line. And he'll also clear the heart mind. And when he clears all of those avenues, then it's all interesting how all of a sudden the relationship that you're in will start to materialize in a positive way. And you'll start seeing how that pattern is fitting. And then you can clear that pattern and have a better relationship. Why? Because God's cleared the energy that has been conducive to being in your energy field. And he's corrected the negative and replaced it with the positive. In other words, he'll replace the feelings that you have towards each other, this verbalization that is coming on, and he'll clear it and start putting in positive so that you can have a good, positive relationship with each other. Either that or, like, when I was in one class, she says it either both of you work at it or then the relationship doesn't work for either one of you. And if there's just one person working at it, usually the other, sometimes it separates the relationship. Other times I've seen it where it's put it back together and it's very positive. It depends on the people involved.
Well, something, and I think that they're all very valid points. Adding to that, something that I have found in doing readings for people where there is a soul concerned that comes into your life that you marry or have a special relationship with them, a loving relationship. Number one, you could have made this agreement with that soul before you came into this lifetime.
Right.
In other words, before you incarnate, it seems that the soul plans that incarnation. It puts goals in the mind, so to speak. In other words, there's a reason for the incarnation. And they call that the middle road. So if you come and perform that plan according to this blueprint that you created before you came, you're following the middle road. But in that blueprint, you might have agreed with another soul to come in to meet one another, to marry, or to have a very special relationship. So that's one point. If you haven't met this person and you're wondering if you'll ever meet this person that's going to share your love, maybe there's the possibility that you haven't formed a commitment with another soul before you came into this lifetime. Well, if that's the case, then what happens is you have to draw into it. You send out a message, so to speak. You send out what you're basically doing is you're sending out a request, and you are attracting into your life that person that meets your request. And there's a lot of, I'm finding that a lot of relationships are like this, too. They're open-ended. It's like, okay, I'll go to Earth. I have a certain group of objectives that I want to meet, and when I'm there, I'll worry about attracting a loved one into my life. This happens sometimes, too. And so it becomes very important, then, to finalize in your mind the kinds of attributes that you want in this person. And I've always suggested to people to write a list. In other words, is kindness important to you? Is his compassion important to you? Is his loyalty important to you? So you write down this list of all the things that you really want into this person. And I tell you, the more precise that you can be, it's fascinating, Charlene, how if you really work on this, how you can attract the person that really does answer your list of requirements, so to speak. Have you seen this?
Well, that's what I've been, I do that quite a bit. In fact, I've gained some people in the last, 6-7 months, the assignment to write down 100 characteristics. And that is very difficult because I say, be very precise. Don't say, well, he's nice. Well, he's nice all the time. You've got to be very precise. Maybe he's nice one day, but not nice the next day.
Or nice to people outside of your circle of friends, but
right.
To you, he's not nice.
Yeah, so I've done a couple of them this week already where they wrote down their affirmations that they wanted they've been calling them soulmates. And I said, okay, now what is it that you choose to have a characteristic that is different than what you've had? And so you write down exactly what you want. Well, they're dependable. Or how about he has abundance. Or he'll say, well, she is very kind. But then what happens is abundance, the subconscious doesn't understand. It could be abundance of money. It could be abundance of friends. It could be abundance of jewels. It could be all of that. So what we have to do is go in and see exactly what you mean and then write down exactly. It has to be very precise, like you were saying, because the universe only understands what you say. And the subconscious, most of the time what I'm doing with somebody is having to go into the subconscious and pull information that is not working for them. And God will go in and pull it out of the DNA, out of all those chromosomes, and I've watched him pull out even from an ancestral line that has been prevalent within the ancestors and pull that out and put in a new part to it. And that is a belief system that life is hard. Life is just, most people don't think that life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be hard. And so we have to pull that out. Life is fun. Life is full of joy and happiness. I have a soulmate that we see each other with love at all times. We're kind and considerate to each other at all times. We honor and respect each other at all times. We have unconditional love for each other. Those are all very key, important things. You want somebody that might have that, but not as willing to be financially supportive with you and with maybe the children. Whatever, I'm just giving you some examples that makes it possible for us to go in and see what your belief system is, pull it out, and replace it with a positive. But I'm very, very careful about what you say so that it's exactly what you mean. Because sometimes what we mean isn't what we say. So, and it isn't exactly what we feel. So we have to evaluate it, clean it up, and make it exactly what you want in the field.
Charlene, let's take a moment and encourage people to call in. We'd be glad to work with your concerns. Our number here is 877-876-5227. I had done a reading for an individual who was having a lot of lack in their life. She says, I'm tired of being broke. And it was interesting how the information in her records went back to the beginning of that pattern. And I suspect that there might be a lot of people out there with this pattern because it went back to the Middle Ages where people were tied to the land as serfs. And so they were forced to live, they couldn't, in this particular area or this little town or village, they didn't have the opportunity of moving somewhere else, and most of what they earned was confiscated by the king, or the knight, or the landowner who owned the lands that the serfs lived upon. This, apparently, Charlene, was a very dark time for souls because they worked in drudgery for the most of their lifetime, and they never received what they earned. And I thought that was fascinating, too, because they lived a whole life where they were tied to the land, and they were in despair of having, well, we're using the word abundance, but they many times hardly had enough food to keep living, and they were very unhappy, and it seems like for many people that pattern started there. I thought that was fascinating because so many people lived during those Middle Ages and lived through that.
Well, and a lot of their ancestors did, too, so usually that has to, that memory. I did one, and I'm very visual, so I've seen this one lady where God was showing me where it originated, and it's exactly what you were talking about. And there was such sorrow with this lady that I was looking at, and I was able to tell her, the one that I was working with, exactly what she was wearing, and I was able to tell her what her feelings were, how she felt so sad and so discouraged that nothing was ever going to be the same. There was nothing to look forward to but more of the poverty in which she lived, because everything was taken. She had to work hard, but she had no other time but to work. And with our children, there was two little girls sitting off to the side, and there was such drudgery and such sadness that I was feeling coming from them. So we had to go in and pull that out, because it's called the cellular memory. It's projected into the cellular memory, which is implanted there, and so many of us come in with past memory, and we all come in with cellular memory from ancestral line. And it makes it very difficult. Let's say that we set a goal for ourselves, and everybody says, oh, well, in 2 weeks it's gone. You know, that's because you haven't dealt with it in all the levels that it's required to make it, to pull out the negative and put the positive in. And so the past life that you're talking about is very important. In fact, you and I have been talking about how much in the readings we've been doing that God is really very adamant, and all of those that have crossed over, very adamant that we start pulling the past life and the energy that is on the universe that is causing the negative vibrational frequencies on the earth.
Well, Charlene, I'd like to comment on that, how it affects the earth, because I was fortunate enough to be in France in a place called Champagne. This was actually where Champagne was discovered. And we were taken to the basement of a very old monastery where there was an opening next to the floor where the peasants would bring their carts and sort of like drop in all the grapes that belonged to, that they had to give to the church. And then the monks would take the grapes, and they would have all these vats, and they would make the champagne. And I was there with three other friends, and it was amazing, Charlene, that being on that ground, how you could pick up the emotions of these people. And so what I felt inspired to do is for all of us to clear that particular land where this monastery sat, because the people's emotions were still there.
Right.
Of that time. So, yes, we're clearing our own energy field. We're clearing our ancestors, but it's also necessary to clear the land. And there's lots of places that I have been where these energies from the past had to be cleared.
Well, because the vibrational frequency is still on the earth, and so he's just we're really being encouraged to take off the lower vibrational frequency of everybody that has been in the past that has put on there, and it keeps getting projected into the next generation and the next generation. And so the earth has become quite toxic, I guess is what you want to say, with not negative frequencies. So right now, God has us just going in there and starting to clear out these feelings, verbalization, and thought patterns that have been projected on the earth and taking them off. You can clear a piece of land, or you can and have people come into that land and live on it, where before people kept moving out and moving out and moving out, and clear it, and a person has peace and harmony. You can actually put a vortex over that land, or you can put a vortex over the land that you live in and put a God's love there rather than the frequency that might have been left there from past dwellers. So that's what we're doing. It's a big job, but it's happening, and I've watched it happen with people over and over again. It's been a real miracle.
Well, while we're talking about this, Charlene, what I would like to suggest to those who are listening or who listen to the records, if they're so inclined to do this, when you hear news in different parts of the world where there is sadness, grief, violence, you know what I'm talking about. We don't have to talk about it, but when you read about this or you become aware of it, you see stories on the internet, you read it in the paper, you can be of great assistance. We all can. And you could mentally do several things. You could just send some pink light of love, or you could send the purple flame. You know, a lot of people use Saint Germain's purple flame. They're in the habit of using it on their own body every day to clear their own body. But I think it would be most, we could be of real service to the planet if we would send the purple flame or some form of love or light to these troubled spots in the world, and do that anytime you read something that is disturbing in some fashion.
Yes, what you're saying is actually true, and probably on the next radio show, I'll tell you about some scientists that did experiment with that. Because our vibrational frequency of thought, if we send them, you know, a positive thought pattern, they really are going to pick it up. But if most of us are going, well, and we go into all the negative about it, then we're projecting negative rather than positive.
You know, while we're... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Charlene, because something just occurred to me as you were talking about that. You know, we're very critical of our politicians, and sometimes rightly so, but instead of being critical and sending dark energy to them, I think I have a friend who taught me this. Send the politicians light. Help them choose from the light, actions of the light rather than actions of the dark. And this does have results, because there are dark forces that are being attracted to our politicians.
And you're absolutely right. If people... So many of them that are listening do meditation. Do in your meditation, send love and light, you know. And always, if a lot of people send out prayers, send them God or your higher sources, send that love and light to them, you know, and start doing the positive rather than the negative, and you'll find that the universe is going to respond in a positive way.
Yeah, I know of someone who's constantly clearing the White House of negative energy. Not that necessarily what they've generated, but what is being projected to them from other sources.
You're right. Absolutely correct.
And so I think this, for people you know, it only takes a minute to think of these things, and it would be, it would help the whole world if we could clear out some of this negativity. And I mean, the headlines that we are reading today can be very oppressive. Well, folks, give us a call, 877-876-5227. We are here, Charlene and I. We would be delighted to work with some questions that you have regarding healing, or perhaps some question that you have in your Akashic record, or if you're so inclined, you could ask for a connection to your archangel, not your archangel, but your guardian angel, or you might have some connection that you wish to make with a relative, or you might have a particular master that you have a strong connection or feel the strong connection to, and we'll see if we can call them in and have you connect energetically to them. So, folks, the number here is 877-876-5227. Charlene, one of the things that we've been talking about is this is a time of clearing the physical, the earth, and any areas that we're clearing. And something that you discussed about the DNA, what I have found from doing some of the readings is that people are incarnating in the same genetic line that they passed through in past lifetimes. In other words, if they could trace the different lifetimes that they lived in, we would go back and they were in that same genetic line, which means that there are people who are coming back with the mission of clearing that particular genetic line that they lived in the past, and I find that fascinating.
Well, because some of the stuff just hasn't been completed yet, you know. A lot of people say, "Well, am I going to be with my same family?" Well, it depends on what you create on this earth. You know, we are creators.
What do you mean with the same family? I'm missing.
Well, some people will say to me, "Well, am I going to have my children with me when I cross over?"
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, am I going to be with my same parents? And, of course, when I'm working with somebody and they've had such a negative experience with their parents, that is a legitimate question. Because most of them will say, "I don't want to be with them." But as we work through it, it's kind of interesting how they find that maybe the experience with that parent was important for their education of where they are in their life now. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to make that turnaround, but when they start going into the positive aspects of seeing it, it's interesting how that changes their perspective.
Well, Charlene, what I have found in addition to that is when a person crosses over from this particular lifetime to be in spirit, they connect with memories that are much greater than the memories that they had as the individual while they were living on Earth in that lifetime.
Right, it's true.
So, you know, they might have had some foibles or some habits that you didn't like, or, you know, some things in their personality that caused friction with you. But when they cross over to the other side, they're connected then with something much greater than that. In other words, they could have come to this lifetime and could have fallen backward and maybe lost some ground in their spiritual nature, and then when they go to the other side, their other memories are connected, and so there's a change in them. They are more than they were when they lived on Earth, I guess is what I'm saying. They have more understanding. So maybe somebody who feels that they wouldn't want to be around a relative or an acquaintance here on Earth might find that on the other side things are completely different.
Well, yeah, because you don't know what they came in to accomplish themselves.
No,
that
you don't.
That doesn't mean that you tolerate. See, some people say to me, well, then it's okay that they're being disrespectful or unkind or abusive. No. God told me you must honor yourself. You honor yourself by not allowing others to misuse you or abuse you. And that's vital for all of us to realize. We don't deserve it. We don't accept it. We do not accept being misused or abused in any way because we are a divine essence. That is not, he said, be very respectful of who you are.
Well, that is positively true. I certainly would agree with that. But there are situations where people come into our lives and they might not seem like a positive individual, but they are playing a role. They have set up circumstances where once we know how to overcome that challenge, we are really growing. In other words, that person took on a role to bring forth information to help us grow, to overcome some aspect of our life where we had weakness, and helped us to connect to something that is greater.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on how you take that challenge, too. If you walk away from the challenge, let's say a poor relationship, with bitterness and anger and resentment, then you haven't learned what you needed to learn, and that's how to deal with it in a positive way.
Well, Archangel Michael gave me some very interesting information. He talked about task partners, T-A-S-K. In other words, we have a group of souls that we have worked with over many lifetimes. And when we plan this particular lifetime, the soul sets up certain goals. In other words, we're going to learn in certain areas. And then we choose from a group of acquaintances that we have worked with in the past because we know one another. So it seems like we work in a relatively close group of people who come in very close to our lifetime. And apparently, when I planned this lifetime, one of my goals was to take my power back. And my ex-husband says, oh, I can help you with that one.
You and I have laughed about that many times because we both had the same experience. And really, I told him one time, I said, I guess I have to thank you because of our relationship. Because I have a personality. I've got to figure it out. I can't just let it go. I got to figure out a way to make it right. So I got an education out of it.
Hey, Charlene, hold that thought. I think something you said probably prompted someone to call.
Okay.
And your name, please.
Yes, I'm Carolyn. This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. Love hearing from you, dear. What did we say that prompted this phone call?
Well, I haven't been on. I have been on, but been on for the first hour listening to you, and then I got a phone call from one of our light workers, and she's in Kansas right now, and she's doing some tremendous work, shaman work, and she needs some help. And I was wondering if you could just talk to Archangel Michael, or Shireen could speak with God and see that she's not in any trouble right now with her something happening there.
Well, you got to give us a little bit of a background. What's going on? From what you're telling me, Marie, somebody is doing some spiritual work. Is that
he's doing spiritual work, and it's something was held in Kansas, and it's all the shamans and all the Native Americans that have come together, and there's some special work or something that they're doing there.
Are you telling me that we have some light workers doing some spiritual work and they're being attacked by negative forces?
Yes, I didn't want to quite say it that way, but that's exactly it.
I can say it because we know about being attacked by negative forces.
Okay, but what I need is the person's first name.
Her first name is Josephine.
Okay. See, when I'm working with people, I'm writing down their full name. Because every single syllable you have in a name has a vibrational frequency. And so it's vital that I have the name. But I don't need her full name, okay? I did need to know Josephine, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a friend?
It's been planned, and the masters have sent
no,
her...
No, dear. Is this a friend, she said.
A what?
A friend.
Oh, a friend.
F-R-I-E-N-D.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. She's very close with me. We work together. I just didn't make the trip. She did.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's go in and see. Now, can you contact her right after you get off the phone to see how she's doing?
Yes, hopefully the cell phones will work in that area. It did a few minutes ago.
Okay, and then would you call back before we get off the show and let me know how she's doing?
Oh, you bet your life I will. Sure
okay.
will.
Let me go in and do that for her right now, okay?
Thank you.
Well, my experience has been, Marie, that we have great light now. Our light is intensifying. Perhaps that's a better way of saying it. Our light is being intensified, and it's attracting those forces that want to... see that we do not accomplish what we're setting out to accomplish.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And so this is good. I'm glad you called in. And I suspect that Charlene can help with that with some clearing. And I will tell you, we all need clearing at one time or another. And if there are some other light workers out there that are finding that their work is being sabotaged, I think sabotage is a good word. Either their work or their person, call in so because that can be cleared.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, she's alone at this place at the very moment, and her friends that had left about 15 minutes are coming right back, and
she needs help.
Yeah,
you see, this happened during the time when she was alone and didn't have other assistants.
Yes, and they attacked her dog also. The dog actually bit this particular shaman.
Uh-huh.
And the dog is not a biter, and she couldn't figure out what had happened, and she
mm-hmm.
wasn't...
Well, it is what's going on right now, and, you know, we all need to help one another, Marie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are very aware. We are very evolved light workers, and we are very aware of the sabotage.
Oh, yeah.
She had the masters working with her. They actually sent her. Archangel Mikael actually sent, yes, I'm not sure which ones it was, through Carol and through Ginger, and
mm-hmm.
said yes to go, but to be careful, but that she needed to do this work and needed to be done.
Oh, well, I do believe that, Marie. I think there's a lot of the light workers that were on special missions at the moment.
You bet. Her and I are both on special missions, but I haven't had to do this particular thing this particular weekend, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, Charlene's working very intently at the moment.
I can hear that, feel it, yes.
She's not
as we were speaking, I spoke to Josephine, and I go, I'm on the phone with Carolyn Evers, meaning that I'm not listening to the call since 4 o'clock. And I goes, let me see if I can get her. She goes, please, please.
Okay, would you give her a call? I want to know how she's doing.
Yes, I will let both of you know.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you for taking care of your friend.
Oh, you bet.
Very important. Goodbye, Marie.
Okay, does Shireen, did she find anything? Or?
Well,
oh,
no,
yeah.
Well, she's done some clearing, but she wants you to check with your friend and call back and let her know, let us know if this was enough or if she needs more help.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I need to know that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Marie.
All right, back.
Okay, dear. Bye. You know, it's not something that we really talk about, Charlene, but I do think that it is something that we should mention. There's a lot of activity that is going on, and those light workers who are coming forth and doing great light work many times do need the help and assistance of their friends to help clear the physical or clear the space from negative energy that's being sent to them.
Yes, when the clearing was going on, then after they're cleared of those dark entities that she was talking about, you have to put God's light around them so that you do not get in God's love and unconditional love. You have to go in immediately and put some of that light around them so that others do not come in with the same intent. And like you and I talked about before, those that are light workers are really being quite bombarded. So it's important, like you said, to have a friend that sees what's going on and that we're supportive with each other in making this ascension.
Okay, while we're talking about this, Charlene, let's talk about protecting ourselves.
Yes, all the time.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Well, whichever. Go ahead.
Okay, I think it's very important, not this isn't my thoughts, but I mean, this has been mentioned to me by the masters, that it's very important to work on protecting yourself when you get up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, that this protection should be done at least within every 24 hours. One revolution of the earth, that this is something that's extremely important. Now, I'm going to turn to you, Charlene. How about you sharing with our listeners the different methods of that can be used to protect yourself?
Well, I've been doing a lot. We've talked about the blocking angels. We've talked about that.
No, let's mention that again. There
okay.
are two people on the
Yeah,
floor.
We had a nurse that called in, and, you know, being in the medical field is very difficult because when you're in the hospital, you have so many negatives coming in that it's important to be able to keep yourself as a nurse or a doctor or whoever's working there and keep your energy field cleared so that you're not bombarded with any negative that might be coming in. So what we do is you have whoops.
Yeah, we got a caller. Who's
okay.
this? Hello.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Marie again.
Hi, Marie.
Okay, I was able to get her, and she said that the tingling in her hands is a little bit less, the pain is a little bit less, but the dog is acting, the dog also got attacked, and the dog is acting very edgy.
Okay, but it's not totally gone, though.
No, it's not totally gone.
Okay, let me go in some more, okay?
Okay.
I think this is interesting, Marie. I haven't found where the dog has been attacked.
Yeah, well, they put something on the back of his shoulders that smelled like some type of petroleum oil, she said. And when that happened, then the dog attacked her.
Wow.
And this was a very small, little, tiny dog. He's never bit anybody before. And she couldn't figure out why because she didn't realize that she had been attacked because she has a sunburn on her arm. And this particular person had actually come up to her and punctured her. So that's why she was pretty.
Oh, so this happened to another individual.
This happened to Josephine herself, but the other individual, the attacker, came up and pinched her, did something to her arm because she said she felt the pinch.
Oh, she could have made a change in her art field. See, sometimes this is intentional and sometimes it's unintentional.
Okay, let's try it again. Are you there?
Yes,
yes I am. Should I just call
okay,
her back?
Call,
yeah,
call.
Give her another call, Marie.
Give her another call and call back.
Okay, thank you.
What Marie was saying, Charlene, is, let me see how I can express this. This was contact with an individual as opposed to being blatantly attacked by forces that was not associated with another individual.
Oh, that she knows.
Well, apparently it was somebody who was at this program or someone that she came in contact with during the program. And as I was explaining to her, sometimes these situations, the person can have negative thoughts and unconsciously spread, direct these negative thoughts to her. You know, I wish I'd have known this earlier. She might have placed a cord there. Shirley?
Well, actually, what I did was have Archangel Metatron and Archangel Sandorfin, because their job is to go in. When people do that, what they do is they put an imprint. And they can imprint, and I had them pull it out of their energy field, their aura, and the physical body. So that's why I was seeing if it was completed. Because if somebody is negative towards you, they really can put an imprint in your body and in your field.
Well, what I wanted to say is that people do this sometimes, and it's not intentionally. They unintentionally do this because they're carrying jealousy in their powerful people, and they're carrying jealousy, and they're not intending to harm the other person. It's unconsciously done. It is their jealousy that is causing this this interruption into the other person's auric field.
Right, but that's a vibrational frequency. That's a lower frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's projected. Then the individual starts feeling the effects of it. So we have to be aware that those things do occur.
Absolutely.
And that it can affect our... It can affect our physical and emotional body, what somebody's projecting to you. So be aware of it and start learning how to protect yourself from that individual.
Well, I'm glad we're having this conversation because I don't think it's something that people talk enough about.
Basically, yeah.
To protect ourselves from other people's negative thoughts. So you could have a disruption in your energy field because someone had a negative thought like jealousy towards you. Or you might have an individual, the light worker is displaying gifts that they have worked on, and the other person questions, well, why can't I do that? There's jealousy that evolves around the situation, and unwittingly, they interfere with the other person's auric field. Talk a little bit about imprints while we're talking about this before we talk about protection.
Well, you mean about them entering your energy field?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, usually what I would have somebody do is put two stick figures. Then have the one stick figure represent yourself. The other could be some individual in your life. And what they usually do, there are some people, now you're saying that with some it isn't with intent, but there are other individuals in your life that really are so used to taking energy from other people. It's usually they have to use your energy, and they come over and take your energy, and they supplement their own. Now you're left just kind of not doing too well, either emotionally or physically. And that's because they're draining your energy field. I was in a class with Dr. Jay Jensen, and he brought that out in the class. He says there's some people that'll just attack you verbally, and he says, and they'll drain you of your energy. And I asked him, well, how should I feel? And he said, well, how do you feel? And I said, well, terrible. And he said, of course you do. You just willingly gave them your energy, and they're happy and content, and you're miserable. So you have to learn not to share your energy with other people.
Well, they're all good thoughts. I think in this particular situation, it was a casual acquaintance that was having negative thoughts of perhaps jealousy, like, well, why can't I do that? And it was intense enough that disrupted her energy field. And apparently the dogs. I hadn't heard about that one before.
Well, yeah. Well, but see, animals are very sensitive to where we're at. Most people don't understand that, but animals are very psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pick up on their owners. They've come, you know, they come in with unconditional love, don't they? And they come in with the ability to feel your and sense your energy and then supplement it and give you support system. And so what it's doing is it's affecting her dog. So
well,
I went in and cleared the dog as well.
That's good. Let me remind people, we're welcome to take your calls. It's 877-876-5227. And we were, before Marie called us back, we were talking about the different things that we can use to protect ourselves from such incidents.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one of the things that we've been using is having the protective angels put, it's a green light and kind of shines with gold on the outside of it. And you circle your body with that green light clockwise. Then you put another green light that goes counterclockwise. Then there's the third one that
goes
clockwise.
Wait a minute, before you get to the third one. On that second one, it's green. Now, does that have an outer coat of gold also?
Well, it's just they're all green with kind of a gold glimmer that comes off of them.
Okay, so they're
uh-huh.
all basically the same. I just want to make sure this is clear.
That's
for
fine.
People listening.
Okay, now, what is, you're inside that, and inside of that, you see God's love, and it's love, and it's light, and it's energy, and you feel that. But you don't want to share it with anybody. You want to keep that because it belongs to you. And you don't want any invasion from outside energy that might deplete you of your God energy. So you see the golden light inside of this circle. Now, the reason that the direction of the energy field, two of them are going clockwise. The other one in the middle is going counterclockwise. That's the reason that the laser is so important. And I took that from Dr. Todd, and he said the laser is so powerful because there's two energy forces that are going. One's clockwise and one's counterclockwise. And that's what makes the laser so valuable. So you're kind of incorporating the same thing and put that around you so that you're protected at all times, not only during the day, but you need a protective shield around you while you sleep. And you can ask your angels and guardian angels and all of those that you feel comfortable about calling upon to protect you while you sleep, that you do not take any negative energy in while you're sleeping as well.
Well, that certainly is a valuable method, Charlene, and I would like to discuss another method in case this resonates more with people. They can use, you know, different methods or use them both.
Yeah.
Sort of like walking around with suspenders and a belt.
Right. Well, find what works for you.
Right. This one you call down God's light. And
right.
If you do this enough times and concentrate on it, you will either feel or see or feel or see this white light coming down. At first you might just intuit it, but if you do it enough, this will expand beyond your intuition. So you call down God's light and bring it into the heart chakra and expand it so that it covers your entire body and your entire energy field. So, my friends, you can use one of those two approaches. Do suggest, though, that you use it every day. And while we're talking about some spiritual methods, let's talk about the purple flame. Do you use the purple flame, Charlene?
No, I usually use, you know, God's love is such a powerful energy that, like you were saying, just use that powerful energy to protect you and to make sure that you're protected at all times, because there's lots of things out there for invasion.
We have another caller, and who is this?
This is Marie again.
Hi, Marie.
Okay, I was able to speak with her again, and she said that her third eye is painful. She said that the tingling in her hands is better, and that there's two others that she's working with, and they had left the campground, I guess, and they just got back just now, but they had explained that they got attacked at the same time. One is Samantha and one is Janine.
Oh, that's interesting. So you have three people who were attacked at the same time?
Yeah, but they didn't realize that. Josephine didn't realize the other two, but the other two went into a spinning. One went to sleep, and one had nausea, and they all had troubles breathing.
Oh, well, this is more than just a casual...
No, this is more than what you're talking about.
Yeah, this
well,
is more...
Well, they all seem to be doing not that bad. You know, this is just symptoms that seem to be alleviating now, you know. But as
well,
the other...
will.
Yeah, as the other two, Janine and Samantha, had gone out, and they gone out to get something to eat, so whatever they felt, they got through it. And then now they're back with Josephine, and now they're explaining, while I'm on the phone... But yeah, we also got the same type of thing, you know, so it was that type of thing.
Wow.
Now, are the three of them working together, Marie?
Absolutely. In fact, and they have about 15 more minutes to complete what they're actually there for, and it only takes those three to do it.
But where are they at? What are they doing?
You know something? I don't know.
Are they in a meeting?
No, it's not a meeting. It's an outdoor...
it's an outdoor thing that one of the masters sent them to do, and that's why they're being attacked.
There were 75 Native Americans that actually were chiefs or whatever that were supposed to be there, and they backed out and didn't go, which we found out also that wasn't a good idea.
Okay, I know what's going on. Okay, let me go back in, okay?
Sure.
Just a minute.
Well, what's happening, Marie, is we're getting more information than what we had earlier. This was not a casual interference.
That's how I'm getting it also.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, give me more. I'm telling her because she's a little shook up. You know, so because I think the symptoms have been happening slowly, and then she's remembering what is actually happening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dog also is just agitated, so they're holding him right now.
Well, I see... Charlene will work some more with this, but what I'm seeing is that the three of them are powerful enough that they can get together, actually as a triangle of power, and clear each other as a group. They can work together as a group, which I suspect they know
okay,
enough to do.
Okay, let's try it. And tell them to take, I want them to start... Take about five deep breaths and blow it out and not tuck it in. They got to be blowing it out and releasing it, okay?
And how many breaths was that? Was like, you said five?
Just give me a call back and let me know how they're doing.
Yeah,
what, is there a little bit of fear going on here?
Yeah, they got a little bit of fear there.
Well,
yeah.
tell them to breathe it out, will you?
Okay.
Tell them it's going to be fine. It was on the
yeah,
land.
It's very important to breathe out fear.
Yeah,
so they got to breathe it out. Don't tuck it in.
Okay, I think they might be aware of that, but I will remind them.
Okay, darling.
And call me back, okay?
Okay, and if it gets to time when I pass the 6 hour, I'll call you, Shireen, at your home. I have your phone number.
Oh, okay, do that, will you?
And I'll try to call you back here, though.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, light workers are... when they do this work, the people who do this work have very large auras, and they're noticed. especially when they're doing work that forces don't wish to bring forth, but know that we are strong enough to overcome this, and especially if there is more than one, the three of them together will make a very powerful force here. It's why it's so important that as light workers, we help one another. You know, Charlene and I are always, how shall we say, Charlene, trying to be of assistance to one another.
Right, right.
And yep. It's very important.
Well, the other thing is so that people won't be into fear, and recognizing being a light worker is a joy, and just always remember that even though there are darker entities and darker energy out there, that God is still the creator, and he still gets created all, and he can change it.
Well, the word that you use, the operational word here, really is fear, that when you're in fear, it opens up the doorway wider, and so it is hard to not to be in fear in a situation like this, but the three of them together, I believe, will just be fine.
Well, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I know they will.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine now. It's all been taken care of, what they were dealing with.
Yeah.
There was probably some others were dealt with, but they were not aware of them. It's just the three of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
But there's probably others that they didn't know that we're being affected. So I just have to go in and clear them all.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left. I'd like to remind those who are listening to us to tune into my show tomorrow at the same time. We have a little bit of a different format in the sense that we work more with information from the Akashic Records and from the Masters. Before we go, Charlene, how about giving us your phone number again?
Oh, okay. It's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And boy, do I appreciate those that call in, and they say their name, and they also say their telephone number slowly. So thank you very, very much.
Yeah, that's a big help. And
yes,
friends, my web page is www.carolynevers.com, CarolynEvers.com. And there is a special with one of the books, Conversations with Caesar. You order that during the month of June, and with that, you will get 2 free conference calls, which I have to say, there's remarkable work done on the conference call. So you might want to, this will give you an opportunity to read a quite remarkable book and have the opportunity to experience something new in your life. Well, Charlene, it's been a wonderful time sharing this time with you and with those who called in and with those who are listening and didn't call in. Might I also suggest to listen to the archives? There's a lot of good information in the archives. Well,
there's a lot of wonderful things happening in people's lives right now, and it's just marvelous.
Indeed.
Yep, it really is.
Well, Charlene, bless you, dear.
Well, thank
and
you.
Goodbye until 2 weeks when we will meet again.
Yes. Talk to you then. We send you all our love.
Bye.
Bye.